Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I have to start off by shouting out a very loyal friend and fan of Spotlight Connecticut and overall on WTIC News Talk 1080, Brian from Simsbury. Brian's been listening to me. In fact, this is just a little fun aside here. Fun fact. He's been listening to me long before I even came to WTIC News Talk 1080. In those days, I was in Eastern Connecticut on a small little radio station out there, and he was listening way back when. So I've known him for a long time. And like many of my shows and concepts, they come from word of mouth. People who come to me and say, "Hey, Morgan, did you know?" And in many cases, "No, I didn't know and don't know." And that was exactly the case with Brian. Some time ago, he pointed out to me that there is essentially an underground collection of monkeys memorabilia of all kinds, of all generations. Yes, the monkeys, the band, not the animal, folks. And it's in Burlington, Connecticut. He said, "Morgan, you ought to check it out." And this past week, at warp speed, folks, warp speed, Monday, I remembered that this story needed to be told. I remember that it had come to my attention. I reached out to Catherine McCabe, who is basically the curator of this collection. And within minutes, she got back to me. I was blown away by the speed of her response. That was Monday. Tuesday, I drove out to see the collection myself. And here it is. The weekend is here. And Catherine is now with me on the show to talk about what she calls the Underground Frotis Adventure. Hi there, how are you?
Hello, Morgan. So happy to talk with you.
Happy that you're here. And, you know, I've got to say, I hope that this introduction just gave people a taste of what we're going to be talking about this hour. But until I saw it with my own eyes, I mean, I had heard it from Brian, who is a trusty tipster of mine, tells me all kinds of things going on in Connecticut. But when he told me about this, I thought, okay, she's got some pictures, she's got some posters, you know, I heard that she had Peter Tork's piano, but, you know, those kinds of things. But I didn't believe it until I saw it, how much you have actually collected over the years.
Yes, people tend, they have no idea what to expect, because you drive by my house, no one knows what is inside, and they walk into the garage, which is the museum, and they are stunned, breathtaking.
Well, tell me about this. You know, if you're collecting a garage full, it's a three-car garage, basically, full of monkeys memorabilia, head to toe, all over the walls, on shelves, You know, you got some paths to walk around, so it's safe. But I mean, it is jam-packed full of Bunky's memorabilia. I have to know, take me back to your childhood. What got you interested in the Monkees?
Oh, you know, I was probably 3 or 4 years old. My babysitter was into the Monkees, and I watched them with my babysitter. And when I was a little girl, my childhood was not fantastic. And I used to imagine whenever I was in trouble, I used to imagine the Monkees coming to save me and just take me away from all my troubles, because they were always saving the damsel in distress. So I'd close my eyes whenever things were rough, and I would imagine the Monkey Men taking me away.
Did you grow up here locally in Connecticut, or was this someplace else?
Oh, no, I grew up in Massachusetts, eastern Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Not too far. Yeah, yeah.
Not that far. And, of course, yeah. You know, Peter Tork, he grew up in the area, too. Stores, Wyndham.
That's right, he did. And his father actually was a professor at UConn.
Incredible. The ties that he had to Connecticut. And from what I understand, he had stayed here much of his life. Is that true?
It is true, and he actually did charity work. He did concerts for Joshua's Trust, and he donated monies to Joshua's Trust when he would do concerts. So he was quite the philanthropist as well.
All right, so you're a little girl. You're growing up in Massachusetts. You're fascinated by the Monkees, right? You're thinking that these heroes are going to save you from any and all of your troubles. And as you grow up, you grow a little bit older, you realize, okay, well, maybe that's not entirely true, right? The image that you had as a child. But you were collecting avidly in your teens or 20s. When did you start to actually collect in earnest all of the Monkees material that you've now amassed?
So I didn't start collecting until around 2000. I became friends with Davy Jones's girlfriend at the time on what was it called? It wasn't Facebook. It was before Facebook.
MySpace, is it?
MySpace, yes. Yeah. So I became friends with her, and I was living in Indiana at the time, and I started going to all the I got backstage passes and going to all those concerts, and then I was going to those concerts, and then Peter Tork separated from the band, and I started going to all of his solo tours, and I just started collecting, and just, I couldn't get enough. You know, I became an eBay junkie. It was just really fun.
It was around that time then, Catherine, that you kind of had this reinvigorated sense of interest in the Monkees, right? So you were interested as a child. There was a little lull there for, you know, I don't know, 10 or so years, whatever. And then you got really back into it.
I did. Well, you know, I mean, when I was in my 20s, I was busy having children. But then, you know, when they got into their teenagers, I really was able to get back into and start really listening to the music. And I just was re-enthralled with them and started following the concerts and especially got into the solo music, you know, the Peter Tork and the Davy Jones, and got to get solo autographs from Davy Jones and Peter Tork and meet the guys, actually meet them and talk with them and get to know them personally, not just as stars on TV, but I went to Chicago to a meet and greet and met Davy Jones and got 50 autographs and just talked to him and got to know what a great guy he was. And then I got to follow Peter Tork as he was touring Indiana and Ohio and just talk with him and his band Shoe Suede Blues and really get to know what a great person he was. And it was just, to me, getting to know him as a person and not just as this guy on the television show, it just really touched me, and I wanted to know more, you know.
We'll definitely dig into some of these characters, if you will, as we go through the afternoon. You mentioned your kids. Did they grow up interested in the Monkees too? Did you play music for them, show them the shows, anything like that?
So they were inundated with the Monkees. They watched the shows. They watched Head. I would take my kids when I would go to the concerts. My boys would go with me to see Peter Tork all the time. But they didn't love the Monkees as much as I did, because they felt like I loved the Monkees more than I did. So they weren't as big fans as I was, unfortunately.
I see. But they got a little taste.
They got a big taste, unfortunately, because I had a Monkees room from the time they were, you know, 10 or so on up. I've had Monkees room since I was, probably since the 2000s, I've had a Monkees room in my house. And so they've learned all about the monkeys. And quite frankly, if you don't raise your kids knowing the monkeys, you're just not raising them right.
Well, look, I was not raised in the 60s or early 70s when they were kind of at their peak there in popularity at that time. But, you know, I was raised on them as a kid, and this was music that I heard my parents would play. So in a way, I was raised on the monkeys myself. I'm 29 now.
There you go. There you go. So your parents raised you right, you see?
Yes, they did. Shout out Mom and Dad.
In 1967, the Monkees had more number one hits than the Beatles and the Rolling Stones put together. Isn't that amazing?
That is absolutely incredible. We are digging into the Monkees this hour, specifically one lady in Burlington, and her name is Catherine McCabe, who has a full-blown collection, and I don't mean just one or two boxes full of things and a poster here or a poster there. I mean a full-blown three-bay garage devoted to her monkeys collection, head to toe. Even the floors are basically monkey-themed in there. And it's in Burlington. It is a private collection, and I had the opportunity to go and explore it this past Tuesday. You know, you were really generous, Catherine, with your time. I can tell how much you'd love it, how much you're devoted to that space.
Well, we had so much fun designing this. So I've got to tell you, Morgan, let me tell you a little bit about it. The museum, when I moved to Burlington, was on the lower level of my home. And then I met this fantastic man, Mick Lawless, who was the lead singer of a band called Loosaloop, which is a Mike Nesmith tribute band. Mike Nesmith, one of the Monkees. So how perfect is it that we are together? And so he and I got engaged, and he moved to Burlington. So I had to vacate the lower level of my home to make room for his man cave. So we had to change the Monkey Museum and move it. So I took my three-bay garage and completely renovated. We did $50,000 worth of renovations to this garage.
Whoa.
I know, incredible. I mean, I'm still paying for it. So, but let me tell you, we wanted, so Mick really worked with me. He's just an incredible design guy. I mean, this guy from high school on, he was in DECA. He's great with design, and he really was instrumental in helping put the design of this three-car garage together and setting up the museum in here. And we took from the Monkees shows, the colors of the walls are the Rainbow Room colors from one of the Monkee episodes. And the floor matches the walls. We have the polyphenol flooring. We've got the R52 insulation in here. I had all the wiring torn out, and we have the mini splits in here so that we protect the collection with 24, you know, all year round. We've got the heating insulation, you know, heating, cooling, and dehumidification. We've got, you know, of course, we have we have security in here, too. We've got an alarm system in here all the time. And then we've got a stage set up in here. So we have music playing in here. We have shows at least three times a year, January 1st. I'm going to give you an exclusive, Morgan.
Whoa, hold on, everybody. Hold on. This is a WTIC News Talk 1080 exclusive. Tell me about it.
We have a band coming to play on the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, Zilch. A Monkee tribute band. They're playing. We have booked them for the Sunday Memorial Day weekend. They're coming to play on that weekend here at the Underground Photos Adventure. People, we haven't even posted this on our website, theundergroundphotosadventure.com. But if you go to our website, theundergroundphotosadventure.com, and sign up for our email list, as soon as we post it, you can sign up for the party, and then we give you information. Our location is so secret that we don't post it on our website, but if you sign up for the party, then when you're signed up for the party, we reveal our location.
That's it is pretty secret. Top secret, folks.
It is very secret. Very secret. So that's why we're called the Underground Frodus Adventure.com. But so anyway, so I'm just telling you about the museum. So Mick curated it. He is really good about, you know, posting things. I mean, when you came in and you looked, everything is just set up so perfectly and organized. I mean, one whole section is just dedicated to the original 60s memorabilia, all the toys from the 60s. And then we have our 45 records are organized by the country they're from, and our music, the things that come from the shows, all the show programs are in order of the year that they were published, and our LPs are sorted by the country they're from. And then we have our original LPs sorted in order of the date that they were originally published. But then we have, like, I think I have, I don't know, 10 original Monkey LPs, but they're grouped together by mono and stereo, and then by we have Friday music, we have Sunday's music, we've got, you know, all the different labels that they came under. We have Cold Gems, we have RCA, we've got, you know, all the different ones. So all different kinds of stuff here like that, you know. And we've got things from Japan. We've got a postcard from Poland.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
That plays a monkey song. We've got CD-ROMs, we've got 8-tracks, we've got, I mean, all kinds of really cool things.
And an 8-track player, too, may I add.
We do, and we have, there's only 2 monkey pinball machines in the world, and we have one of them here.
I played it.
You did. It's really cool. So my friend Charles Rosenay designed the artwork for this pinball machine. It is actually a Williams Beat Time pinball machine that we had to send it to Italy to be refurbished and all the guts torn out and redone and all the artwork put in, and then it was sent back and put together. So I have one, and then I have a friend who has one that's actually for sale. So if you know someone interested. But, and then I have a Monkees jukebox, which is a 1966 Seberg jukebox that I designed the artwork for. And some really cool stuff. And we have Peter Tork's piano, which is amazing.
Now, that is a story in and of itself, and I don't know if I want to hold off until we talk a little later in the hour about Peter specifically and your relationship with him. I want to stop, though, for a second, because all of the albums that you mentioned, as you indicated, there were many different pressings of one regular album, and you have a bunch of different copies of what would appear to be, to the naked eye, to the untrained eye, the same album, but it's not. There are some that have mistakes, like one that had the wrong picture on it, for example, and they stopped sending that out. But what really fascinated me, Catherine, that was fascinating to see, but what really caught my eye was seeing where else these were printed and pressed. For example, the ones in Japan are so decorative, so artsy. There was one from, where was it, Venezuela, Argentina?
Right, we have one from Argentina. We have some from Argentina, from Chile, from the one I got from Venezuela. A gentleman just brought to me this week. Ray Els just came to me. He had met me at a library a couple of years ago. My friend Charles was doing a book reading at a library in Torrington, Connecticut. And he had met me at the library because I was doing a monkey presentation there about the museum, and he met me there. And he came to the museum, and he gave me the Venezuelan version of this record. It was super awesome. What a great gift, right?
The impact of this band went far beyond just the U.S. I mean, I didn't even know that in Argentina or Chile or some of these other countries that you have found these versions of records from. I didn't even know that they would be repressed and reprinted there for those countries and in Spanish or in Japanese with characters and everything. The Monkees, that is. I mean, that's something that you would expect for a group like the Beatles or the Rolling Stones. But the Monkees kind of took me by surprise, and positively, may I add.
It's amazing. I mean, we have things from all over the world, over 20 countries. I mean, New Zealand, South Africa. I mean, everywhere, all over Germany. You know, who knew?
The South African one, that one was pretty, it wasn't very artistic, certainly not like the Japanese ones.
No, it wasn't, but it's, I mean, it's still pretty cool.
Oh, it is. It is. It's just geographically, everything is different in style and in aesthetic.
Yeah, that's for sure. I like the Japanese ones. They're actually, you open them up and they have lots of pages and a lot of pictures in them, and that's really, really kind of cool. You know,
I can't read anything that they say, but it's good to know it's there.
Well, maybe you should learn Japanese.
I think so. That's going to be tough, but I could always try. Well, tell you what, we're coming up on another break here. Take a moment, Catherine, and tell people how they can get in touch with you and maybe even go see your collection.
Okay, well, the only way to come see my collection is if you email me. So you can either email me at krnurse@hotmail.com, or you can go to our website, theundergroundfrodisadventure.com, join our email list. And when you join our email list, we will let you know when our next parties are. So that's the only way that you can come to see us, because we are underground and very secret. So theundergroundprotist.com, join our email list, or email me at krnurse@hotmail.com, and we will arrange a private tour.
And our guest this hour is Catherine McCabe. She has such a Monkees collection that she's basically turned this into her own little museum, and she is kind of the head cheese there at the Underground Frodis Adventure. And this is something that was given to me as a tip, as a lead, by Brian in Simsbury, who I believe is listening. Shout out, Brian. I appreciate your devotion to me, my efforts, my show over the years, which predates my time at WTIC. So I really appreciate your being in the Morgan Cunningham fan club, so to speak, and for recommending this show to me. I have to say that it happened at warp speed on Monday. I reached out to Catherine, heard from her in minutes. She was down to do the show. Tuesday afternoon, there I was. There I was in the underground Frodo's Adventure Room and seeing the collection with my own two eyes. And here we are on the air on WTIC and WTIC.com going over what is in the room. And if you go there, and Catherine will tell you how you can get in touch with her again to get into this space, because it is underground. It's in Burlington. It's there under your nose, but you need to get in touch with her if you want to see it. And she's more than happy to give anybody a tour. But you just can't show up unannounced. That's the problem. All right. So you have to get in touch with her. As you walk through, it's very apparent to me, very clear to me, and it would be to you as another spectator if you go check it out, that Catherine got to know the monkeys pretty well, all of the characters. And Davy Jones is somebody who wanted there to be a room devoted to monkeys, memorabilia, and history. It almost came to fruition the way he wanted it, but now, Catherine, you're kind of carrying on the torch. Could you talk about that a little bit? Tell me about how you got to know Davy Jones.
So Davy Jones, so I met him May 29th, 2002, in person for the very first time. He was doing a book signing at the Hard Rock Cafe in Chicago, Illinois. At the time, I was living in Indianapolis, and so I took my two sons up to Chicago, and he signed 55 items for me. I couldn't believe it. We were standing in the rain in line outside the Hard Rock Cafe waiting, and he signed 55 things for us. And he, there was a long line, and he was just so sweet and kind, talked to my sons. He was just really, really just gentle and patient with us. And talked with us, and I told him how he was my hero and how he got me through, how he and the monkeys got me through some of the toughest times in my life, because, you know, I would imagine the monkeys coming to save me as a kid. And he was just, oh, thank you so much and so nice to meet you, and just took his time. What a gentle soul. And then, so then when I would travel, I used to travel back and forth to Massachusetts from Indiana. We stopped, my kids and I, we stopped in Beavertown, Pennsylvania, which is where Davy Jones lived. And I stopped at, we stopped at the Beavertown post office. And I said, oh, we're here because we love Davy Jones and we heard this is where he lived. And they said, and Beavertown, the people there, they love Davy. He was such a good philanthropist in the town. And they said, oh, this is where he lives. And they showed me, they told me how to get to his house. I said, you're going to tell me where he lives? He says, oh, he doesn't care. He's not home right now, but you can go up there and look at his house. So I went up and I looked at his house, and I showed you, Morgan, when you were here, pictures of my children and I at Davy Jones's house, which was a farm. And then Davy had bought a church that he had been wanting to turn into a monkey memorabilia museum, because it was Davy Jones's dream to have a museum for monkey fans to come and look at monkey memorabilia, to learn about how the monkeys became to be, and just to be able to see original things that had to do with the monkeys. That was his hope. And so there was this beautiful church. I have pictures of it here in the museum that you can see that Davy was putting together. And unfortunately, so that in 2012, on February, 29th, I believe, David was in his barn in Florida in his other home, and he had a heart attack and he passed away. And so the museum didn't come to be. And then we had some hope after that, because a fan purchased the church with all the monkeys memorabilia in it with the intention of creating the museum that was Davy's dream. So fans were hopeful, fantastic, we're going to have a monkeys museum, and everybody was excited. People from all over the world were donating monkeys memorabilia to hopefully have this monkeys museum. They were continuing the renovations, and then a fire happened and the church burned to the ground.
So tragic. Fans,
it was awful. It was horrible. Fans were sad all over the world. So when we moved the museum from under my house into this building, and we had our grand opening day a couple of years ago, and you can see actually video of the grand opening day on the website, theundergroundphotosadventure.com. You can see the video of that day. We dedicated the grand opening to this this building to the memory of David Jones and the hope and his dreams of having a place where fans could come and enjoy the history of the Monkees and see some real, genuine 1960s Monkees memorabilia and just truly just feel their presence. And so that is what this place is. It's a place for fans to come, be together, and just love on the Monkees. And so we do have an original David Jones bass drum that was part of his own.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Personal collection here in the museum, something you can see and touch that belonged to him personally. So that's the David Jones story I have for you.
How many people, Catherine, have come to see this and from where?
Oh, hundreds. Hundreds of people have come. We've had people come. I think the furthest we had someone fly here from England. We've had people from in the States, from a woman has been here from Hawaii. We've had people from Illinois, from Canada, from Florida, from Chicago. Illinois, Indiana.
All over the place, basically.
All over. Bill Chadwick has been here from New Jersey. He wrote some of the Monkees songs, and he has been here. He actually was here for some of our parties. He's been here. So all over the place, people have been here. Maine, New York, everywhere.
Tell me about Michael Nesmith.
So I met Michael Nesmith for the first time at the Iron Horse in Northampton. That was just a brief meeting.
This call will be recorded.
I don't know what happened here.
What happened there? It's okay.
Being recorded.
I don't know. I hit a button by mistake with my cheek. I unhit it. I'm sorry. So I met him briefly at the Iron Horse in Northampton at a concert. And then I did meet him at a meet and greet at some meet and greets. He used to do meet and greets at Comic-Cons. And so I got to get my picture taken with him at some Comic-Con conventions. And that was kind of fun. He was a really nice guy. You know, I told him the same thing I told David Jones. Hey, I really enjoyed, you know, the monkeys, and they got me through some tough times. And he's a little bit different than the other monkeys. You know, he's got just quite the interesting brain. You know, when you meet Mike Nesmith, he just thinks differently than the others.
How so?
Well, he's very intellectual, I guess, is what I would have to say. You know, he's thoughtful and introspective. He's not as outgoing with the fans as Davy Jones is. Peter Tork was a lot more outgoing with the fans. Davy Jones was a lot more outgoing with the fans. Mike was more kept to himself than the other monkeys as far as, you know, Peter Tork, he would sign autographs for everybody. He never charged for autographs or anything. Mike Nesmith charged for autographs. In the end, he charged a lot of money for autographs. It was very difficult to get an autograph from him.
And, you have some, though, right?
I have maybe three Mike Nesmith autographs, and I had to pay a lot of money to get them. I think it was like $100 or something an autograph. It was, and for a picture, it was $100. It was very hard to get his autograph. It wasn't easy, and you know, of all of the monkeys, I mean, Mike is one. He didn't know me on site. I wasn't like a.
You didn't have a deep relationship with him or anything.
No, but I do have a Mike Nesmith autographed microphone from 2016 tour that I have a certificate of authenticity from. I mean, you know, so I do have, and I do have several solo. Mike has a lot of solo albums. He did a lot of very interesting solo albums. It's a different kind of country music. He had Mike Nesmith, his mother, she's the one who invented whiteout. I don't know if you know that.
No.
Yeah. His mother invented whiteout. She was a secretary, and she invented whiteout. So, I mean, it's quite interesting, actually. So
that's really interesting. Now, just in the interest of time, because we've got a lot to talk about, particularly with Peter Tork, but I want to shift over to Mickey Dolenz. And as a matter of fact, your fiance was lucky enough to go see him the other night.
Right. Yeah, Mick went and saw Mickey Dolenz at City Winery in Boston. He was leaving, actually, when you got here. He didn't get home until 2 a.m. I didn't get to go to that show because I had to work the next day. But we did see Mickey Dolenz together in Norwich, Connecticut on September 28th. We went with our friends, and we dressed up as members of we dressed up from the characters of the fairy tale episode of The Monkees, which was really kind of cool. My girlfriend is a seamstress, and she bought materials from New York. And so I was dressed up as Princess Gwyneth.
This call will be recorded.
Why is it doing that? I don't know why. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
So Mick dressed up as the prince, and I dressed up as the princess.
And there you are in person walking down the street like that.
I know. We're walking through the mall, and people are stopping and asking to take our pictures. It was so funny. We had so much fun.
Did he see you that night?
Mickey did see us that night, and so did his sister Coco. Yeah, they saw us as they were walking off stage. They were going to the limousine, and they saw us.
Were they surprised by those outfits? I mean, you couldn't, if people saw them, you couldn't miss these outfits.
Nobody could miss them. People who went to the concert saw us, and people were stopping and taking pictures with us. And we had a little sign in front of us that said fairy tale, and they just thought it was hysterical.
It's very interesting. Now, what about your collection of Mickey Dolenz materials?
I've been to concerts. I have sweat towels from Mickey Dolenz concerts. I showed them to Mickey Dolenz one time. I said, I could form my own monkey. He goes, kind of creepy.
But you can in this world, in this day and age.
And I did trade with Mickey for a bottle of Eric Church Special Reserve whiskey. I traded that with him for his hat, which is autographed by him. And we do have a from Mickey Dolenz, and this is also we have a certificate of authenticity for a Mickey Dolenz guitar strap. I know what you like here. We've got a Linda Lovelace VHS, Linda Lovelace for President VHS. It's kind of a risque video.
Yeah, it's risque. Let's put it that way. But he did acting and he was in movies and that was one of them.
It was. He was also in The Love Bug, which people don't know, and some other movies. And when he was in a kid, he was on a TV show called Circus Boy when he was about 10, which is, I don't know if people know that.
All right, I'm Morgan Cunningham, and as we wrap up here, we're going to finish up with Catherine McCabe. Catherine is the curator of the Underground Frotis Adventure. It's in Burlington, Connecticut, right under your nose. You don't even know it's there, I'm sure. And in it, as we've been talking about this hour, her collection of carefully curated monkeys memorabilia. Catherine, there is one big ticket item in there, and that would be Connecticut native Peter Tork's piano. How did you come across that?
Oh, well, Charles Rosenay was having a Peter Tork Memorial Convention, and Peter Tork's piano was up for, it was up for bid, and I lost the bid. Someone in Indiana, I guess, won the bid, and when they found out how much it was going to cost to ship the piano across country, Charles called me and asked me if I could match the bid. I matched the bid, and my friend helped me. We went over to Peter's sister's house, which was formerly Peter's house in Storrs, Connecticut. We picked up the piano and brought it home, which was no easy feat, picking up a piano, let me tell you.
No, it's not. I've moved a piano before. Not easy.
And now it is home here in the Underground Frotis Adventure here. So it's a beautiful piano. I have the whole history of it, which if you come visit us, you can see it. Also, if you want to come to the museum, you can find us at the undergroundfrotisadventure.com, or you can actually find out how to get here. We're right down the street from the Nevermind shop, which is my fiance's record and poster store in Burlington, Connecticut, which is right behind CVS. He is having a huge record store day event the day after Thanksgiving, starting at 9 a.m., with all the sales that you could imagine at this fantastic record store here in Burlington, Connecticut. So, and he has brochures for the museum at his store. So you can also find out about us there, because that's where you can pick up a brochure for the Monkey Museum anytime you go there. But he is having that sale day after Thanksgiving at 9 a.m. for Record Store Day.
That is quite a happy marriage, literally and figuratively. You've got the little underground museum, you've got the record store, the monkeys and their records from Venezuela and South America on display. Can't be a better partnership.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We are having so much fun here with our music and you know, the Nevermind shop right down the street. We're just having a blast.
And it's happening in Burlington, Connecticut, right? I don't know where people would expect this kind of thing to happen, but Burlington probably isn't the place, but it's happening in Burlington, and I find that incredible.
Thank you so much, Morgan. I hope you had fun visiting. I enjoyed your company. It was so much fun.
Look, you know, it was a two-hour tour, I think it was. You knew everything about every piece there. Blew my mind. I didn't know what to expect when our faithful listener, Brian in Simsbury, mentioned it. We love Brian, don't we? Isn't he great?
I love Brian. You know, Brian has played here at some of the parties.
Yes, he has.
Yes.
So when he tipped me off, I had no idea what to expect, but I was really pleased. And Catherine, thank you for making this show possible. It'd be literally at warp speed. This Spotlight Connecticut on WTIC came together in less than a week.
Well, it has been so much fun, and I hope you come back and see us soon at one of our parties.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.